Blog Talk Radio.
Daddy, I said my prayers, but how do I know God is there?
Dexter, God is everywhere, everywhere.
And Daddy?
Mm-hmm.
Where is God?
He's above you. He's in the wind. He's in the waves. He's everywhere. Just look for him.
And how can I find him?
Son, in the darkness, in the struggles, if you'll just look up.
Yes, sir.
And follow the star.
Follow the star.
Welcome to another episode of Blog Talk Radio. You with Donald Casey. And I just want to start off with a word of prayer. Father God, thank you again for waking us up another morning this morning. Forgive us for our sins, and we ask for forgiveness. And send in your grace, Jesus Christ, even though it's a favor that we don't deserve, but you still give it to us anyway, Father. In the name of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. Amen. How's everybody doing this good Sabbath, this good Saturday afternoon? It's pretty snowy up here in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, that is. And just, you know, if you're in the Ohio area, just be careful out there. The roads is pretty bad, but, you know, snow's coming down. excuse me. Snow's coming down, so just be safe out there on them roads. And then, just want to say thanks again for just keep listening to our old archives or anything for the message of the Lord is dwelling in us and is coming through us to tell you. And just hopefully you get some revelation, ever get some things that you need to be revealed to you in your life, If you're going through a crisis or anything, I'm praying for you as well. And if you feel like, you know, the world's against you, Jesus is with you. And he did a favor for you that's just unbearable. He died for you, and he loves you more than what you could possibly even fathom. So I just want you to understand and take hold of that. You know, don't ever give up and quit on situations, and don't let the lust of your flesh and the desires of your heart get the best of you in this crazy world and what's going on. So just want you to know, you know, give you words of peace and encouragement as well. It's just to stay focused and, you know, just mainly pray a lot stronger than you ever have before, because Satan, this time is coming. After, think about it, all this time of, you know, elements of time that Satan has been down here on this earth devouring all kind of things, of, you know, from disease to pestilence to anything you can possibly think of. And this time, his reign on this earth is about over with. So that's just a piece of advice that you should know, that knowing this knowledge of it is that having Jesus in your heart, you can overcome these situations. He cleanses you. I just wanted to say that if someone needed to hear that before I get into the message of the day on this good Sabbath. And just recognizing a lot of things of what's going on in this world, just don't let it get the best of you. Understand, you still, hopefully you still have your consciousness and conscious on doing what's right, doing God's will. You're healthy, you know, and showing love to people who need love. You know, it's the simple things that matter. It's not always about money and doing things for money. We have to understand, us as Christians, is that, you know, you know how you can do it for the love of your heart. I mean, just how to, you know, the love, because our Savior did it for nothing, free of charge. So you shouldn't charge, you know. So again, just want to say thanks again to keep listening to our old archives and just out there spreading the message, spreading the good gospel. I mean, this message is free right now, but pretty soon it's going to be, the church age is not going to be here no more, and then it's going to be the ways of the world. You know, Jesus is going to come and get the church. And at these times on what's going on, the worst, it's at its worst. It's at its worst. And Jesus said, this generation shall not pass. So again, make sure you pass along with Jesus. Hopefully you're part of that rapture. And if you want to learn more about it, just keep listening. Go into your local churches. Hopefully they're full of love and spiritually enriched. You know, again, don't get the same idea of getting all the churches are all the same. You know, you got to understand that all churches ain't the same. Some come in love. Some come in for just money. Some come to condemn. I mean, there's all kind of things. But if you honestly really want to find God, trust me, he will reveal himself to you if you're willing. The name Yahshua is impeccable. It's the best. There's things that you can't even fathom. You can't worry about problems. Problems is going to occur. So while you worry about it, it's not going to make it better. Cast those worries, cast those cares to our Savior, to Jesus, and he'll return you peace. And while you're sitting there thinking, how I'm going to overcome it, keep reading the Word. Seek the kingdom. Okay? So hopefully this message will sit in your heart, resign in your heart, and just activate it. Speak it to existence. Talk about it. Speak it to the Father. Say, I will not let this barrier come over me. I will not let the ways of the world overtake me. I will not. Don't give Satan his ammunition. You're already powerful in what you are. Mindly, God has already made us in his image. So we have to understand that the power, the glory that we have, the armor, we're already protected. We're already taken care of. We're already healed. Okay? Can't be blaming the ways of the world for your problems. Those is going to occur because of Satan, through Jesus, through that name. Oh boy. It activates spiritual growth. Things that you, beyond your imagination, that you can possibly even think of. You can't even fathom them, these thoughts. Keep listening. Stay strong. Stay in there. Don't let go. Don't let go. You're stronger than what you think you are. But you've got to let Jesus intervene in that heart. You got to. So again, hopefully that message went to someone. And I'm going to go ahead and get started on, name the episode, Sabbath, good Sabbath. You know, why is the Sabbath important? When God was making this world, and on the seventh day, he rested. He didn't rest because he was tired. He just rested because it was finished. It was complete. And this is what we do. You know, people be like, well, seventh day of penance or this and that. No, I believe in Jesus. And I practice what's inside the Bible. Very, very accurate. I mean, doing my best of it. I'm not saying I'm doing everything correctly right in a sense, because there's things that, you know, I work upon, but that's the key of repenting, is trying, is doing. You're not going to get it all at once. Practice simple things on the Sabbath. You'd be very surprised of what, how powerful of the day is for some reason. That's how the Father made it. You know, if you usually do something on Sabbath, this and that or whatever, I promise you this, if you dedicate about a good 90% of whatever you're doing to the Father, relaxing with your family, just talking about the gospel on Sabbath, on Saturday, you know, take away things that you wouldn't do during the week, you know, cater yourself on Sabbath to the Father, rest. Talk about God a little more than what you did on Tuesday or Thursday. I mean, people, the Sabbath day is very important. He said keep it holy. You know, it's a day of rest, not work. I understand, you know, there's issues and things like that. But the key is that from what I'm learning about the Sabbath and doing gospel work is that we should already try to cater our way. We should already have something planned out for God. At least give him one day or an hour or something of people's time. It's because it seems like everybody does not have time for God. They got time for everything else. You know, people make way and make sure they do an 8 o'clock appointment, but can't even give God 45 minutes at a time. You know, and I do it as well, too, sometimes. You know, but that's how this walk is with Christ. The more and more you show him, you want to know about him more, he'll reveal more. And then you'll see what's important. Excuse me. You will see what's out there that, like, wow, that's not important. It's this word. It's building me. It's getting me spiritually mature to figure out, hey, you know, I need to pray more. Hey, I need to do this more, be with my family more, or speak about the gospel more. After I'll keep learning this information, once you understand that you know, probably about 70% of the things that don't matter. And then you figure out, it's like, wow, it's about the gospel. Then you look at life totally different from what you ever looked at it before. So, again, just wanted to share that with you, is that have an open mind. Have a willing heart on the Sabbath. I mean, you could do it. I mean, you could worship God any day, but this is appointed day for him. This is what he said. This ain't me. And, again, you know, you get visions and dreams on these days. I do, personally. You know, this is the holy day. He said, make it, you know, keep this day holy. Keep this day about me. I mean, we at least own that much. At least, you know. But again, that's it. You know, don't get down on yourself if you can't do it or whatever. You know, me and my girlfriend, we take communion and to pray. Well, we do a lot of things on the Sabbath. We treat this day like how he told us to treat it. Today, relax. To relax. Hear a couple scriptures. Play some good music. Be with your family. Things like that. Treat the day of a little just rest, but keep the gospel in the home. You know what I mean? Sit in the house. You know, just do simple things with the family, but acknowledge the Father. You know, I mean, these days is coming, and when we get to heaven, Father's got to see what you've been doing. You know, but that's neither here nor there. Get it done now. Get it while it's good. You know, so us as Christians and people who are trying to embark here, try to keep the day holy. It's very important to the Father. Practice it the best way possible. Take communion. Speak in tongues. These things are very important. Opening up your mind. If you take a nap a day, take two. You know, recharge yourself. Renew that mind. Build more. It's like you should, you know, I tell my girlfriend all the time, I say, hey, I can't wait till the Sabbath. You know, I can't wait. Tell Charles, my brother. It's because this is his appointed day, you know. You're probably listening, well, what about Sunday? Well, Sunday is not the holy day. The first day of the week. And we can discuss about what Sunday is. But you can worship God any day. You can worship the Father any day. But the Sabbath, Saturday, today. It's today. Sundown to sun up. You know? But again, not to get into all that, but it's the truth. It's the scriptural. You know? Satan has tried to change so many things that's been in religions all, you know, I ain't gonna call it religions, but in this belief for a long time. You got to open up your spiritual eye and start reading more inside the Bible to figure it out. Not every, I ain't going to say figure it out, because it's already panned out for you. It's just that have that third eye open consciously and just see, you know, if you're missing out on something. But, you know, it's just simple things. And if you know this truth, then just practice it, that's all. You know, you can worship him any day. But this is an appointed day for what he has. So, just wanted to share that with y'all. And, yeah, oh, okay. And we have a caller. We have a caller too. We got Brittany on the line. She's gonna read us a scripture. Hello?
Hello, everyone. My name is Brittany. I will be going over Matthew chapter 6 today.
Okay, fine.
He that ye do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret himself, shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues, and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner therefore pray ye: Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Say our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will you. I'm sorry, will your Father forgive your trespasses? Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head, and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of you. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof.
Thank you, Mr.
Yeah,
and that scripture is very, very important. It defines a whole bunch of things in life. Those scriptures right there, it defines about take no thought, like I was explaining earlier, in this world, take no thought of what you're going to do, don't worry about tomorrow, for one. Because it has its own problems. And you can't worry about yesterday, because it just passed. So live for today. Live for today. Do what you're supposed to do for the Father. Seek the kingdom. And worrying is not going to make situations better. And again, cast those cares to Jesus, and he will return you peace. And while you're waiting, seek the kingdom. And then the scripture gets even more deeper and important. It says, don't even worry about what you're going to wear. Don't even worry about what you're going to eat. I'll take care of you. Don't take no thought on that. And then it says right after that, don't you think life is more better than eating and what you're going to wear? I mean, that scripture is very, very, very deep. And the Father gives you life. But, you know, I explain it more another time. But it's just explaining, you know, God has you regardless of the scenario. Because you lose focus on if you feel like you have to start saving money and things like that. Because if you start doing these things, you lose focus on God, and then you focus on your money or somebody else is going to take care of you. You have to know that the Father's already taken care of. I mean, he took care of everything already. But you got to believe it. Activate that faith. Pray more. I'm telling you, once you start to get in the brim of those situations, there's nothing in this world that can stop you. I promise you that. I love that scripture. So, Charles?
Oh, yeah. Can
I don't
hear
know
me?
If he's on the line. Oh, yeah, yeah. Charles is, and by the way, my brother Charles has just joined us. And
hey, can you hear me?
We were just, yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were just simply discussing about the Sabbath and just talking about how important it is to the Father. You know, it's this appointed day for us, for him. You know what? We discussed this about it before, and just pretty revealing. I mean, he noted it in the words and even in the Ten Commandments, you know, keep this day holy. And it's the simple things, you know, being with your family, discussing the gospel. You know, we practice taking communion, you know, me, you, and everybody else, and just the simple things to please the Father. So you wanted to add on to that?
Yeah, actually, those are really good things as it relates to, you know, the Sabbath. And sometimes we can, you know, we can get caught up, you know, as it relates to should we do the Sabbath or should we, you know, continue on. But as we see in Scripture and, you know, in Ezekiel 40 through 48, when the millennial reign of Christ, when he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we see that this Sabbath day is going to be observed. So, you know, there's a lot of need as it relates to Sabbath. It's typically, if you want to say it's not required for the church or whatever, as it relates to the church age as Christ, you can reap from its benefits, and you know, and it's still in the Word of God, right? As it relates to Ten Commandments. And the Ten Commandments are not God. I mean, the Ten Commandments are not gone. They're actually in our heart. God has placed the Ten Commandments in our heart. And as it relates to the Ten Commandments to the flesh, of course, those are gone, and that's what Paul speaks of. But the Sabbath is of importance. There's many good reasons to unwind, you know, one day out of the 7 days. And to just listen to God. There's some benefits into that. We could see a lot of that in the Old Testament, in which God told them why to do those things. You know, even going through the wilderness, God said, collect what? The day before Sabbath, he said, collect more on this day, so then tomorrow, what? You can use, you know, that manna for tomorrow, and you know, there will be of no need. So there's many reasons for that, you know, and it's good. And it's good for your body, too, right, just in general. You know, a body working 7 days a week without any relaxation, you know, doctors can prove that it's not good. But when you have at least a day of rest, you know, or some rest that's being put in, it benefits the body for it to, you know, be rejuvenated and everything. So, but that's just, you know, from a, just from a fleshly perspective, for example, there's many benefits, but also spiritually too. But yeah, Sabbath, it's like you said, it's in the Ten Commandments, and it's tremendous. It's a good thing.
Right. And again, like it's, you know, and this is, you know, it's appointed day. The Father says, you know, do it. You know what I mean? I mean, He does everything else, in a sense, and we have to understand that we have to, you know, follow orders. And it's like, you know, I was discussing too as well, is that it feels like everybody has more time to do something else, and they feel like they got to put God on their schedule. You know what I mean? Like church or
right.
or something, like a Bible study or something. And they feel like, oh, I'm going to try to fit that in my schedule. But when you realize, once you open yourself up spiritually, you'll figure out what's more important to do.
Right.
And that's what I was just, you know, discussing. And I always, you know, don't get down on yourself or whatever if you can't make it to the you know, the Bible study or church or something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
But I was just saying on the Sabbath, it's just, it opens up so many more doors. I mean, there's a reason why, you know what I mean, that the Father says do it on this day. I mean, you can worship the Father any day, of course, but the Sabbath, He says it for a reason, like you just said. So He made this day for that. And
right.
Jesus spoke on the synagogues. I mean, I don't know. You know, it might be something activated in your brain that opens one. You never know, but I'm just saying the Father, there's reason for everything that He does. And just get
that's a good,
down.
Actually,
hey,
that's a,
Father.
Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, it's just the reasoning of what He's doing. You know, there's reasoning for it. I mean, obviously, it's like, well, I can worship Him any day, but if He says it on Sabbath, do it on Sabbath. It's not a force or anything. There's just a lot behind it or that goes with it. That's all. So it's certain things that what He does, reasoning for you. And like you said before, the Father is very exact, you know. And when he says do it, He does it for a reason, you know. Like when He was talking to Moses, He said, don't strike the rock, speak to the rock. And He stroked it instead. You know what I mean? Just certain actions on why He does things, because He's the Father, you know, because it's always man that messes it up in a sense of like, well, I can do it this way. Why? You know what I mean? He's exact, you know. So that's what I was just discussing about the Sabbath and how that, you know, it's important. But, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, no, I think that was a good point when you was talking about, you know, Jesus and the Sabbath. And, you know, I mean, to be honest, there are examples in which Christ kept the Sabbath, when you had mentioned as far as, you know, the synagogues and what He did on those days, right? So that's a very
right.
good point too as well. I mean, He didn't specify. I mean, another thing was, you know, tithing. You know, did Jesus tithe? There's things, as you know, as far as Jewish customs. When you come into a Pharisee or Sadducees, and what you do before you go in there to eat, you know, things of that nature, that, you know, the Bible hints around that they tithe, right? And they would not sit with a tither, and Jesus sat with them when they were speaking about that. So you know it infers that, you know, Jesus was a tither. And that's the same thing for Sabbath. He kept the Sabbath, you know, and actually Matthew has stated that, to keep the Sabbath. But anyway, again, not to be, you know, legalistic. A lot of people say, you know, legal. You have to keep this. You have to keep the feast. You have to keep, you know. So it's a little, we don't want to get too legalistic about it, you know. But
yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, but it's
no, you're right.
It has to be
to open
said.
It up to,
you know what I mean?
You reap the benefits.
I want to share something with you, too, as well. I want to share something to you as well, because the only reason why, and the reason why I love doing the show, how we do it, how we're getting things going on, you know, the Prey Warriors, me and you, and a lot of stuff, is that it's already, see, the thing is that Satan already has things established, but it feels like we're going against something that's already been established. But we're not going against nothing. We're going off a biblical word. So when you do mention the feast, yes, you do, we should mention the feast. This is what it's about, these festivals and feasts. That's what we're supposed to do. That's the reason why it's not in its works like how it should be. It's because everybody tried to alter it something different. You see what I mean?
Right.
So like when we talk about Sabbath, it's the holy day. It's like, well, they just missed the point. You see what I'm getting at? That's
right.
Why these things have to be said. Like, you know, like, well, we don't want to get all into it. It's because things is already established, and people don't like being correct. I mean, incorrect for doing something for so long. It's not that
right.
You're doing wrong. It's just if you're doing it, this is the correct way to do it. You see what I mean?
Right.
You're like, well, I'm not going to stop going to church on Sunday. That's fine. That's perfect. But there's established law that he said Sabbath. It has nothing to do with the Jew. This is law. This is in the Ten Commandments. You see what I'm getting at? And
at the time,
wanting people to understand is that, you know, I'll sound crazy if I said that to a Christian, which we all are Christian. But again, it's like they couldn't tell me. You know, and you got to be honest with these situations, and it's not trying to be arguing or anything like that. It's like you can't even honestly prove to me that why is the Sunday the holy day. I bet they couldn't even honestly tell you.
Right.
You see where I'm getting at? They couldn't tell.
Right.
Exactly. But I can tell you why Sabbath is. More reasoning forever. You see what I'm getting at? So that's
right.
Where, not to try to disprove or say somebody's wrong, we have to get the truth out, the truth of it, the fact of the matter. Oh, you must be a Seventh-day Adventist. No. No, we're non-denomination. We're not a part of that. We're not. It's just that the truth does have to come out with certain things because, you know, again, there's reasoning for the holy day is Saturday, you know, and that has to be brought to the table, you know, and a lot of people know it. It's just that people just don't want to leave out a tradition. But after, and like you said before, there's so many things that's getting revealed, and it's very hard for people to adjust because they're so used to doing something. You know what I mean? Like, you know, with the two men who found the true Mount Sinai and things like that. So people was probably literally studying the fake Mount Sinai for years and years and years, and really, and then they find out that it's not the real one. But, you know, I'm just saying, for example, and all these things, because God is revealing it. So now is the time, well, we could tell the truth about it. You know what I mean? Nothing against people about, you know, Jesus and things like that, but we know he was a man of color. All these great people of the Bible was men of color. They did a whole bunch of things. I mean, all these things happened in Israel, in Africa, in certain parts like that. But if I mention that, it's like, well, hold on, you know, you can't just be bringing up the Old Testament. We don't live by that no more. Like, what are you talking about? And that's what I meant to tell you. That's what Perry Stone was discussing. He was talking about how it's not really called the Old Testament. It's really saying what the scripture says. Because when you think of Old Testament, when you think of old, it's not good no more, not usable.
Right.
But we know, you definitely know we need the Old Testament. I mean, the first five books, or you want to, you know, the scripture before, the scriptures before Jesus, I'll say that,
right.
Or whatever. You see what I mean? And then, like I told you, I discussed before, majority of these new churches that call, you know, that's Christian or whatever, they don't even have the Old Testament in their book. They all have
the New Testament, they have all that in their book, which and new translated and everything in certain churches. So we could just see how, I mean, they got the message across, but you could just see where Satan is really trying to pick apart of the church and then still point that at the church, you know. And that's what I said this on Facebook. You can't look at every church and say we're all the same, because we're not. You know, there's multitudes of churches taking money for their benefit and doing terrible things with it, or putting it up, you know, and it's like, oh, God told me to do this and things like that. Those churches is going to be, you know, they're going to come. It's going to get revealed. But there's only a handful that's doing correctly what they're supposed to do. So, again, the foundation of it is knowing Jesus and doing the will of him. I mean, everything else is irrelevant, you know. And just holding, you know, giving love, compassion, telling people about the gospel and things like that. It's just that most people need somewhere to be. Most people need to be led somehow, somewhat, you know, because every time I speak to people, or me and Brittany go somewhere or something like that, they go, oh, what church you go to? And I feel bad because, I mean, I go to church, but I don't have a, I mean, you know, we have our home church back in Springfield and things like that, but do I have a dedicated church I go on a regular? No, I don't, you know. But then they look at you like, well, where are you getting all this information from? You know what I mean? So it's like, well, you got to be honest with them. It gets revealed to me. I listen to other pastors. You know, I study and things like that because, you know, most people think you can get all the, I mean, you got to be honest with yourself. You can't get all that information on one service on Sunday. You can't. And then you really don't know what the service is about. So if you really want to know God, if you feel like you got to know God just on Sunday, then you miss the point. You see where I'm getting at? This is a day-to-day thing. You know, you want God to reveal him every day. You know, don't feel like you have to get your knowledge just on Sunday. You see what I'm getting at? So these things, the study and ethics of your average Christian, like you just told me, they don't study. They don't. They're only limited to what either their pastor tells them or what they learned in school or whatever. But they really don't have no spiritual insight. As powerful the church should be, they're still scratching their heads. You see where I'm getting at? Most Christians scratch their heads and don't know. And it's fine, but the thing is that they look for us for answers. It's like a person who's been in drugs all their life, and they're like, I need to be delivered. They'll be like, man, get out of here. They'll probably turn them away, your average church. It's like, man, they're the ones supposed to be having the answer, and I'm trying to give myself to them. I mean, this ain't fair. So what do? They go off to somewhere else. They go to another belief or get more alcohol, more drugs, or whatever the case may be. But when we have the insight and we're supposed to have the power, and like you said before, Christians, we're supposed to be building off of each other. If you feel like you can't go to a certain church because you're too good, then you missed the whole point of Jesus' walk. That's why we discuss things. These things, this revelation, that this knowledge, and these people are lack of not knowing of what's true of the gospel, is because most people got issues amongst themselves and feeling like they can't share it with nobody else, or another church can't be with another church because they're Lutheran or something like that. I mean, I'm talking about from a Christian point of view, from us doing what we're supposed to do. I'm talking about church folks. You know what I mean? Because honestly, if you really had that power of it, I'm telling you, this world would have been taken over. But Satan has to come in and intervene and do things amongst the churches to give confusion. And the key is trying to get the non-believers to stay non-believable. You know what I mean? Just they don't want to believe. But just knowing the knowledge of it and grafting yourself in, opening your heart. It's the simple things, and you're not even getting that out of a regular Christian. And these powerful people, the glitz and glamour and the material of it, it's like, look how big my church is. Look how God blessed me. This got to be the trophy of God. And they don't even know a lick of nothing about God. You see what I mean? They're not probably, majority of them is probably not out in the streets. Jesus went, think about it. You're talking about Jesus. He went in the mansion. He was in the grittiest parts of wherever he needed to be to talk to these people. I mean, think about it. Remember, the disciples were just discussing to him like, hey, why are you talking to them? Let's go over here. Let's kill them. Jesus is like, no, let's go talk to them. I come here to save them. I ain't come here to condemn them. So that's showing you, man, that the gospel of the biggest church, I mean, they tell you this and that or whatever, but some pastors won't even show up to your church if you don't have an X amount of dollars. I'm like, wow. Speaking on something that's already been established? You gotta be kidding me. So, mainly, it's the walk. We miss the love part. I ain't gonna say I do. Or I ain't gonna say that. It's just the church misses the love walk of it. I mean, come on. We got to be more focused and give these kids and these people who are lost the knowledge of it. I mean, that's it. It's that simple. I mean, Jesus didn't, you know, go to school. I mean, or I ain't gonna say Jesus is different, but a lot of these people didn't go to what you wanna call it, Bible college, to be certified to get God's word out. That don't make no sense. It doesn't. I'm not knocking for somebody who does. More to you if you want to do it. But it's a simple conversation with somebody. Tell them that you love them. Tell them that Jesus is the way. And trust me, you can build doctrine right there. That's it. You can't pay for that. People miss the whole walk of Jesus. And the worst ones about it are Christians. It's because they miss the whole point of it. You know? And the biblical truth that we have in these archives and everything, you better listen, because we know exactly what we're talking about. And it's not us, it's the insight that we get from the Father to share with y'all. And hey, call us. Maybe we can build. That's the main thing. Us as Christians are supposed to push this word forward to the people, to the shepherd. I mean, it just, you know, sometimes when I look at it, how the churches are and you got to be dressed a certain way, I said, you know what, I'm tired of that. You know, and I'm not going to say nothing about it because they already know it's already wrong. It's just doing your part. Remember the time I threw something out the window? You're like, man, you should get me, you got on me, I threw something out the window. You're like, man, why are you going to throw the trash out? Why you throw the trash out the window, man? I'm like, man, my fault. I just some trash. And he was like, man, if you just do your part, you will have nothing to worry about. And that's it. I'm not thought about it. What are you talking about? But if you honestly do your part, if you don't act like the ways of the world and feel like you got to fit in, you stick to your script with Jesus and do your part. Because one of you is like 30 of them. And just think, if you get two, that's 60. Two people already, I mean, I'm just giving an example. Because God's word is powerful anywhere. The ways of the world is only limited in certain places and this and that or whatever the case may be. So, again, it's about being focused. Oh, I think we lost contact real quick. Hold on. Hello, Charles?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, my fault. Were you listening? Because I just seen the other phone thing pop up.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah, but I was just really, and the thing is just doing your part. I mean, you can only do so much. I mean, through the Father, it's anything. I mean, anything's possible. But the key is that doing your part. And once you do your part with Jesus, a lot of things will grow in all areas around you that's impeccable. And people have no choice but to come to the anointing part of it. I mean, like, attraction to it. It's amazing. It's amazing. But that's why I say, just do your part. If you see somebody else, you know, not doing with the part with Jesus and God, and they call themselves Christian, just pray for them and keep them moving, but do not let it corrupt your manners. I have a real problem with that, me personally. But I'm working on it, repenting and changing the best way possible, godly light, like how Jesus would want me to live, you know? So just wanted to share that. Hello?
Yeah,
I guess hold on. Yeah, oh, okay. But, again, did you want to add something, Brittany, by the way? Yes. You know, before we go?
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Yeah, well, it's just, it was great to hear from y'all and everything, and I just wanted to just say thanks, Brittany, for reading the scripture. And Charles, thanks for calling in. And there's a lot of revelation, y'all, that's coming here within these past months. We had the Bloody Moons last year. We're right around the corner for the next one. The Tara part of the biblical part of it is coming near. And again, just a lot. A lot of it is coming ahead. And us as Christians, we need to be ready, give warning, and give love and gospel while this is happening. Because, again, Jesus is about to be on his way here soon. So it's very revealing, and it feels great. So, again, I just want to say thank y'all for calling in, and thanks for listening and giving y'all a better understanding on the gospel. So in the name of Yahshua, just want to say thank you. And Charles, are you still with us?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to get to my car and go somewhere quick. Sorry about that. But, it was really good. It was really good. I really enjoyed the message and sharing everything. And is Brittany still on, Brittany?
Yeah. She's on.
Here.
Oh, hey, Brittany. How you doing? I'm sorry about that.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I wanted to say hello. I know you were reading at the time when I came on, and then Donald asked me a question. I didn't want to, you know, just want to say hi. But anyway, yeah, I just want to say, you know, thank you. It's really good. Continuing to, you know, share the word of God and just get the message out. And, you know, I love it. And this is really good stuff. You know, continuing to learn and to shake everything out and get ready. You know, Donald, you're totally right. You know,
right.
Red moons and everything. And we're looking to hopefully, you know, go to Israel and to do these things. And, where Christ walked and things. So these are all good things. But anyway, I enjoyed it today. Really, really good.
Well, cool, man. I was just going to lead us out in prayer and then just close this the message. Father God, we just want to say thank you. And let's bow our hearts and say thank you, Father, for another day of the great Sabbath, and to give people the best understanding possible on your will and your word. And that is easy. It's very easy, Father. And, you know, Satan makes it hard, and man makes it hard, but the way you tell us, Father, and the way you share with us, we have to share with the world. That's what you share with us to pass the message. And just, Father, we just want to say we pray for this country of what's going on in the United States and everything, and just please protect the ones who protect us all, but the ones who are with Jesus, and deliver them from any circumstance or any problems that they have. We're praying for the people around the world who's understanding the gospel of Jesus, and the government or the law say kill them. But Father, we know that you're protecting them. And if so, Father, we know that they sacrificed themselves for you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Israel, Jerusalem, and what's going on, and the tribes is coming together here soon, Father, and we just see the Bible developing, and it's the greatest time ever, ever. I mean, everything that's been in the Bible is getting revealed right now today. It's not a history book. And, Father, I just feel so, we feel so great that we're being a part of it. So we just want to say thank you and protect us and deliver us and forgive us for our sins and send in your grace with Jesus Christ in everything that we do, Father. So in the name of Yahshua, HaMashiach. Amen.
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 Well, it was good. So, again, just tune in, listen into our old archives or whatever. We'll probably be on tomorrow to give you another message. And, again, the show is of love to give you a better understanding on the Christian walk, on how Jesus came. We have plenty of old archives. Feel free to listen to them if you need a prayer or just want to say anything about the show or just call in the show. Feel free to email me at Don Case, DonKCase31 at gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And we're praying for you. You pray for us. We pray for you as well. So just keep that gospel in your heart. Keep Jesus in your heart and that love. And trust me, he'll show the way. Anything y'all want to say before we close out?
No, I just want to say it was real good. Thank you for having me. Thank you for me and being able to call on. I enjoyed it very much. Let me know when you have your show tomorrow, too.
No problem. Brittany, did you want to say anything before we close out?
The show was really good. Just want to let everyone know that God is with you. And anything that you're going through, just pray, and he is always with you.
Amen. Sounds good.
Amen. So we're just closing out. So God bless y'all. In the name of Yeshua, be safe out there. Love y'all.
All right. See y'all later.